Das entspricht 98,7%. Lieber Sebastian, darf ich dich...
The election of 30-year-old Sebastian Kurz back in May, with nearly 99% of the vote, to lead Austria's Conservative People's Party. He's since turned 31 and turned around the party's fortunes. It's gone from number 3 to number 1 in the opinion polls in just a couple of months. How's he done it? Well, if Germany's Angela Merkel is the one who opened Europe's door to migrant millions, then young Mr. Kurz is keen to be seen as the one who closed it. On the campaign trail, immigration and integration are constant themes.
My main aim is a result that will strengthen us, so that my responsible policies on immigration and integration issues and on other issues can be implemented.
While in Germany, Angela Merkel is now seen as favourite to win despite her liberal immigration policy, in Austria, Sebastian Kurz is betting on winning because of his illiberal policies. Vienna's Westbahnhof railway station in 2015, when hundreds of thousands of migrants, most fleeing Middle East conflicts, surged into Austria over what's known as the Balkan route. As foreign minister, Sebastian Kurz led efforts with countries along the route to effectively close it to migrants. Political consultant Thomas Hofer says that's when young Mr. Kurz began his tough-on-migration stance, arguably the top campaign topic.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the top issue also for him, being very strict and very rigid in terms of migration. You know, the refugee crisis started in 2015. Also back then, Mr. Kurz took a different stance from many other politicians, especially in government. He didn't go to Westbahnhof, and he knew why he didn't do it.
Under Kurz's leadership, the People's Party has jumped almost 10% in the opinion polls and is now well ahead of the Social Democrats, who narrowly won the last election. So, for a party previously seen as stale and out of touch, where are the new supporters coming from?
He worked the Freedom Party constituencies for 2 years. He did that, I think, strategically, and he did it well. And of course, if you look at where those additional people and potential voters are coming from, you see that they come from this Freedom Party influx, in a way.
And according to political analyst Melanie Sully from the Go Governance Institute, it seems Sebastian Kurz has managed to take a fair slice of the anti-migrant vote in Austria without adopting the harsh rhetoric of the Freedom Party.
I think it is the personality of Kurz. I mean, he has mobilised a lot of young people. He was leader of the ÖVP youth movement. And as foreign minister, he's also been able to build up a pretty good image in trying to defend Austria from uncontrolled migration, etc.
But, like Angela Merkel in Germany, if Sebastian Kurz wins in Austria, he will not be able to govern alone. Unlike the German leader, he hasn't ruled out a coalition with the far right. And in Austria, that means the Freedom Party.
Yeah, I mean, it's very different because in Austria, you have the far-right populist Freedom Party, which looked like, you know, poised to get into government. So they're in a different situation in Austria, whereas in Germany, you've got far-right parties, yeah. But, I mean, they've not been a threat in electoral terms or in government terms to the CDU.
The well-groomed would-be chancellor at a provincial campaign rally. There are plenty of older supporters, like Agnes and Anton.
He's really super. We've never had someone so good.
When things get serious, I reckon he'll succeed.
And unusually for a People's Party rally, there are quite a few young supporters, like Anna.
He's a breath of fresh air, as he's a younger politician. And as a young person, I really like that.
Kerry Skyring, DW, Vienna.